Hi, my name's Siobhan. I'm one of the reporters up at Manx Radio, and welcome to the latest edition of our newscast. This week is Maternal Mental Health Awareness Week, a campaign dedicated to talking about mental health problems before, during and after pregnancy. It's all about raising public and professional awareness of perinatal mental health problems and advocating for those women and families impacted. Here on the Isle of Man, Manx Care is marking the week by reaching out to women who may just need a little extra help. Leslie Murphy is the lead midwife for enhanced care and safeguarding. I caught up with her to find out more.
So Maternal Mental Health Week runs from, it's essentially starting today, the 29th of April. And Maternal Mental Health Day is Wednesday the 1st of May. So the week is obviously to raise awareness and to kind of put it to the public about maternal mental health. I'd like to say we're getting better at discussing it and raising awareness about it. But over the past couple of years, with the perks of social media, I suppose it's been a lot more in the public domain. So it's given a week, Maternal Mental Health Week, which runs from the 29th until the 5th. But we in Manx Care on the 1st of May, which is this Wednesday, and we're going to have a stand-up in the main foyer in the hospital, just showcasing really what services we have available for women in the perinatal time of their life and any support we can give them with their mental health. So in terms of perinatal services, that runs from pregnancy up until the baby, their baby's a year old. So if any ladies are struggling with any kind of mental health concerns, such as anxiety or depression, or if they've had a previous diagnosis, you know, psychosis, post-traumatic stress disorder, anything like that, we can signpost them to the relevant specialties. Maternal mental health, we tend to link in from maternity. So my role previously as a community midwife, I was the link into the mental health service, and we established the perinatal service back in 2018. We recognised there was a gap, and across the UK, mental health was, it's suicide sadly is one of the biggest killers in women, particularly around the perinatal period. So we recognise that mental health has a massive impact on women's health. I know in pregnancy we tend to focus on the physical health things, blood pressure and things like that, but I'd like to say as a whole we're getting a bit better at recognizing the impact pregnancy and motherhood and having a baby can have on your mental health. So that's what this week's all about.
Perfect. I mean, you kind of preempted my next question, which was sort of what kind of things are covered in maternal mental health. But I guess you kind of touched on it at the end there. I mean, being pregnant and then that first kind of year of your baby's life, I assume it is such a big change for you. Do you sort of see mums, you know, maybe struggle to come to terms with some things? Is it often, you know, people who've had previous struggles with the mental health, or do you kind of see maybe it even shocks them that this change has such an impact on them?
Yeah, it can be actually. So historically, it was always, we'd kind of, in terms of risk assessing women, it was deemed you'd be more susceptible to developing postnatal depression, for example, if you suffered with depression before getting pregnant. But nowadays, that isn't always the case. Some women, the first sign of mental illness might only kind of come about during their pregnancy. And I'd like to say, in a way, maybe that's because there's more professionals seeing these people and asking questions. Maybe it is just because from raising awareness. So although pregnancy is a wonderful thing and it's a massive life event for a lot of women, it can be marred with things like anxiety, antenatal anxiety, where, you know, women are worrying a lot in their pregnancy. And they tend to be the two most common things I come across is either anxiety, predominantly antenatally, but that can go into the postnatal period after you've had the baby. And then obviously postnatal depression. Women that I meet are very self-aware, which is great. You know, they are conscious that they are trying to do as much as they can in the pregnancy to prevent it getting to the point where they're really struggling or crisis. So I think having that self-awareness really helps. And it's just a case of professionals asking the questions, asking how they are feeling emotionally in pregnancy in order for us to then signpost them or ensure they get the correct support.
If there are any women listening to this who maybe, you know, didn't know this support was out there or hadn't really thought about it, or maybe are struggling in their pregnancy, where are they best to go to get help? You know, where's their, you know, point of contact, and how should they get in touch with you guys?
So there's a few options. Their GP, first of all, if they've got a good relationship with their GPs, the GP services are all aware of the perinatal service. And then in the next instance, it would be the midwife. So either you can call the Jane. If you're in early pregnancy, you can always access or call Ward 4. And then the community midwives are a great source. They can be accessed. All the information's on the Jane Crockall website. Any midwife or health professional can refer into the perinatal service. Obviously, this is for women who have maybe exhausted all other avenues such as counselling and therapies, which you can self-refer to. So if it's for women that are really struggling, or they feel like they're not quite sure what they need, but they just want to speak to someone about how they're feeling, then the community midwives and the Jane, I'd always say signpost them, and then they can either refer to myself as the enhanced care lead, and I can get in touch with them, I can go around and see them, and then together we can kind of put a bit of a plan in place and how we're going to support them going forward.
That's perfect. And you mentioned that there's going to be a sort of a stall in Nobles Hospital on Wednesday as well. Is there anything else you'd like to add at all? Anything you think we've missed?
No, I'd just say if anyone's around on Wednesday, feel free to pop down. So that'll be myself. I'm there in the afternoon. We're trying to establish a perinatal mental health liaison team. It's a bit of a tongue twister. We're in the process at the minute. So that's all linking in with the health visiting side of things. So we now have a specialist mental health visitor, who I obviously work quite closely with. So as a midwife, I can only really care for women till the baby's 28 days old, but the health visitor, obviously, their remit exceeds that, and we appreciate that mental health doesn't just stop after 28 days. So the idea is, obviously, together, myself and the health visitor will put some support in place either in the pregnancy or in the immediate postnatal period, and then the health visit will take on things going forward after the baby's kind of graduated from the 28 days beyond my care, if that makes sense. So myself and the health visitor will be there on Wednesday. If anyone has any questions, they can pop by. We'll have, self-referral forms and things if they want to access our support. Then yeah, if they just pop along, you won't be able to miss us, I doubt, because it's just as the entrance as you come into the Nobles Hospital.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.